If you have 8:30 on that clock, we'll start. So we'll start with the roll call.
Councilmember Watson?
Present.
Councilmember Hansen is absent. Councilmember Olson?
Here.
Councilmember Ingram?
Here.
Councilmember Mutchler?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer is absent. Councilmember Goodrich?
Here.
So, Councilperson Hansen has asked for an absence. He left at 7 o'clock on a flight out of Bellingham. I entertain a motion to excuse him.
Second.
Okay, moved and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Councilman Zimmerman, for the record, Sam emailed him and called him how many times?
Three.
So he emailed him and called him. I have no response, nor is there any response. I would put Councilperson Zimmerman down as an unexcused absence. So thank you all for coming. Certainly the people that are involved in this development are thanking you for coming. We did not realize the severity of what was going on Monday night, and the fact that, and understandably, the developers have agreed that they pushed that envelope way too quick, but they're up a deadline that if we did not approve this Monday night, their financing from the bank stopped, and thus, at one estimate is 40 people out of work. That's an important situation. I don't know if that would have changed our decision Monday night, but that's why I called this, is I really, not to knock you, I don't really care, but if a developer makes a mistake, that's fine. But I've been that worker before. I've been that plumber, and I've been in that situation. It's not a real good thing as you get up and you're ready to go plumb a house, and they go, hey, stop right now. Well, I don't have anywhere else to go. I don't have any other jobs. Oh, so my paycheck stops. To me, that's serious because I've been there. Because at that age, yeah, I live every Friday to Friday, and that was it. So that's why I called the meeting. It's not for the developer. It's not for the city. It's really not for the city council. I represent 40 workers that I think is important. So the issue is the plat approval, and I guess...
We still need to...
You have a couple actions that you probably need to do before...
In order to have this meeting, you need to suspend your rules.
Well, I would rather we...
You need to suspend the rules first before we deal with anything else. In order to even have this meeting, we need to suspend the section on special meetings. And we need a motion to that effect.
Do you want to explain that?
Explain that part.
Yeah, so the council rules of procedure state that in order to have a special meeting, this is different than state law, in order to have a special meeting that is not an emergency, everyone must be notified, basically. Okay. And I cannot necessarily prove that Councilmember Zimmerman was notified because he didn't respond to all the contacts. So without that notification of all seven members, no final action could be taken today. So in order to get to avoid that, the council would need to determine to suspend its rules related to the special meetings, which, again, are different than state law.
Okay. Well, then I would move to suspend our rules related to the special meetings.
So only because
second.
No response?
I can't prove notification. It's probably over and above what I need to do. Honestly, we probably could say he was notified, but for the sake of it, I think it's appropriate to suspend.
It's better just to cover.
And that vote requires?
Majority vote.
Just majority.
Okay. Okay, so moving to second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, it appears.
3-2?
Yeah. Okay, so next up.
Move to rescind the motion that was made Monday night, sending Vista Minnow's plat to committee.
Second.
And so by doing that, you're allowing what we're doing today.
Basically allowing you to have the meeting, because normally when council sends something to committee, only council can decide to do something different with it. So we're going to give you a one for you should savor it.
Okay, that's been moved and seconded. Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so 3-2. Okay, we're on for the discussion. I think the discussion centered around the basic one is what we're going to do to alleviate the traffic problem leading into the VESTA development. You have one picture before you. I think I'm not the only one that has concerns about that, so I'll turn over to Public Works, who wants to move forward, or Ryan, or...
Quick question,
Mr. Chairman. Can we have you introduce Public Works? This is the final plat, just so I go through my spiel. The third phase of the plat of Vista Meadows, there are currently 8 buildings under construction, almost wrapping up construction. They're in the process of recording this, so they can sell off the lots for normal standard platting procedures. This would create 5 single-family lots and 11 multi-family lots in the final portion of Siddle Street, which will not connect through all the way. That could happen in the future when there's other improvements on LEGO. But for the time being, that will stop.
Keep going. He'll catch up.
Planning staff and public works staff has recommended approval to the city council.
Okay. So public works.
Good morning, council. Okay, so this is the drawing that was probably emailed to everyone. And this is
identical to this?
Yes, yeah, there haven't been any changes to this one. And we were asked to take a look at the intersection of Vista and Siddle and come up with a design for some type of barrier that would restrict. Actually, there's cars coming this way, northbound, trying to make that left. And then I guess also there's been maybe some issues with cars coming out of here and trying to make a left, probably to go to the school. So we had an engineer take a look at this and make a recommendation. And so what we were looking at is just on the splitter island, extending that as far south as we could. And then we've got a couple issues here. One, there is a existing driveway here that has full access right now. So they can come out of there and they can make left and right.
That's right. That is right here, this house.
Okay. Yep.
Do we have anybody from police here? Isn't crossing a solid line like that illegal?
Yep. Not making a left in or left out.
Yep.
Yes.
It sure is. You're wrong.
Because you can go across a yellow line and make it a left
turn.
This
is a double left right turn lane in the middle.
I'm not talking about that.
So when they come out of their driveway, they're breaking the law.
Oh, the lane. No, if you cross over the line.
You're talking about this one?
Yeah.
I guess I'm confused with you.
Why out of the driveway at all?
The bike lane?
How would they get out of the driveway at all?
No, yeah, they
turn into the right turn lane and get out of it that way.
I see.
Well, they got an alley, too.
Okay, but let's just move on. Because right now, they are able to pull in and out of the driveway, and they have full access. There's no barrier or anything that's restricting their movement right now. Maybe there's an issue on the striping, I don't know. And then the other issue with this access, then also there's the sewer manhole that would be right in this curb line. So you don't want to put that we would really rather not have that in the curb. It makes it very difficult to try to maintain that. And so this is the design that we have. This is what Public Works is recommending. Right now, based on existing conditions, taking a look at the utilities, and also this access here. Because we have not talked to this property owner. Before we restrict their access, we would definitely want to have that discussion with them. And we would probably have to negotiate with them for, over that access if we were taking something away from them, or they felt we were taking something away from them. So just based on existing conditions, with the information we have today, this is what Public Works is recommending. Although we have, Ramon has done a little bit of work and he's come up with a couple other alternatives that he has here today that we could go ahead and discuss and go over. Now this, to give you a little bit of background information, this work here would be, David Braithwaite has agreed to do the construction and this work would be bonded. And so it wouldn't be completed, it doesn't have to be completed prior to final plat. He would bond for that. So right now they're looking at putting up like $15,000 to do this work.
So when would they do it? When they were done construction?
We would definitely want them to wait until after the Vista project. Because we don't want some contractors out there.
So let's get back under order. We'll do it just like a regular council meeting.
Okay.
So, council, before we go to Ramon or any other alternatives, let's be fair to Janice and Ramon and let's hear all your concerns so they maybe know how to react to them. So Keith had his hand up first.
That doesn't address the left turn going in the out. We pointed that out before. Why isn't it being addressed?
We've taken this as far south as we can. You know, there's a couple arrows that are in here. I think that create some kind of confusion for drivers. Those will be removed as part of the Vista project. Good. What we can do is we can add additional striping here. We can use raised pavement markers. Ramon's also mentioned changing signage here. So there's some other things that we could do where it's, you know, we're not, since
but
we can't expand.
We're not showing that there. So in the interest of not arguing and getting this over with as fast as we can, Ramon's kind of showed us what he has to extend that, which would go around the manhole cover and alleviate that problem, stopping short of the other one. Can we hear from him, look at that, and if that's acceptable to everyone, vote on it and get this over with?
Because if there's something that would come this way.
Pardon?
Like that, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay, we'll go back in order. So Kathy and then Paul.
Okay. So what you're talking about Ramon has is something that would go just to this side?
Right, but
just
that
to the north end of the the south manhole.
Okay. Right, but that there, the property owner hasn't been contacted.
No, if it's on this side, though. If it's on the top.
Right, so this one here is, this is leaving this full access. And then, so then, one of Ramon's, Ramon, the one design, it then restricts this access, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I have two options. One will block the access of that driveway. And then.
Right, and so that one there, we're presenting that information. But the property owner will have to be contacted in that changing this access. That's going to have to be negotiated, but we thought we would go ahead and show you the proposed design.
I'm still confused. So taking it out further this way will keep them from going.
Right, because if they
even if you only go out a couple feet.
Yeah, this is, well, we have the sewer manhole there. Right there.
Is there how much farther to the south?
In order to block this.
If you extend this, right, because the cars, you have to assume a car has to come down here. They have to maneuver, they have to get into that turn lane, and then they make this movement here. So when you do that transition, I mean, there's guidelines that you follow. Because a car has to turn to get into the middle turn lane, they have to straighten out, and then they have to make the turn.
So, but if we wanted to do it right and block, realistically, to block access into Mr. Breathway's development, we'd also have to block the left-hand turn lane to the rental there. Show me how far it would go down.
And I think that Greg went to go
to the top.
Okay.
Right, and
all
that
right,
one
so
there would be, I mean, sorry, I'm kind of
no
a little
problem.
Bit informal. That there, we could say, if that design is acceptable, that it would be pending discussion with the property owner.
Sure.
But we, in order to move forward the final plat, we could have David bond for that design.
You know who that property owner is?
No. Because we just.
Okay, so we'll go through council questions before we go to Ramon. Paul, you were next.
Well, basically, I was going to say the same thing. There's no way we can. This is not going to work. Period. It's just not going to work. I'm not concerned about that driveway. The gentleman comes out of that driveway, makes a right turn, and goes around Golden Eagle when he's out of there. excuse me. I think if I remember that house, it's got an alley access in the back anyway.
No, I don't believe that house does.
The green one?
But either way, we're not closing him out of his house.
Right.
We're only closing him out of a left turn movements.
But it's that full access property owners, they feel that that's a right that they have right
well,
now.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not,
right.
It's not a right in a lot of other portions
of
the state.
So council's given direction, so what we would have is certainly Mr. Breathwaite has agreed to bond it, and that's, so we know we're going to have a solution. What that solution is going to be, there isn't an access.
No, Allie.
I didn't think so. So we'd be pending negotiating with that property owner for a solution. I'd love to be involved in that discussion. We're affecting we're making, what, 400 families do right in, right out, and then we have an objection for one family. But, so any other council concerns before we go to Ramon?
I'll hold it.
Okay. Ramon, your show.
Sure. I'll avoid you if you mind. Just to, because this is bigger, but I have two options. One is, and the owner is accepted to try both, try one first, and then if it doesn't work, the other one. My option was to have, if you look at the first one, put a curb, roughly, leave a 40-foot gap here, put a curb from there all the way through here, through this driveway, blocking this exit. And then what that allows you to do is you come in, say this homeowner that lives here is coming in, will get off traffic, then you have a curb in this side.
Ramon, I'm going to stop you a second. What is your gap that you're putting?
40-foot gap. So he can get off the road into a refuge lane and then turn into this driveway. That option one is preventing this movement because the curb extends, but he can still get to his house.
So it's a curb but not a median.
It's just a curb. Just one.
When I see the letter A, I'm seeing a gap.
Yeah, right in here will be a gap. This is Janice's exhibit.
Yeah, he just overlaid it on the.
Yeah, if you
the
look,
planter.
It's better to look at the.
Okay, you're the engineer, but I'm a crazy, weird Ferndale teenage driver.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's to prevent me from making a left and going into your development because of that gap?
Well, the. From here?
Oh, if you're heading up to the roundabout, what's preventing you from taking a left?
Weird thing. Absolutely
well,
nothing.
Well, he'll have to do this.
Right. They will do it. Crazy. They will do it. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you they will do it.
Oh, this is just a proposal.
Yeah,
I know, but that's why we're talking about
I probably think differently than
yeah,
maybe
but
you
the
do. Because I used to be a crazy teenager.
And Braveway is saying, you know, I can do, the first option is cheaper, and it will not block this guy's driveway. He'll be able to do...
Right. So
the option that says the curbs, that one that you have in front of you. There,
right, so it's an option to extend the a barrier and not restrict the movement for that house.
So no island. Yeah. No island. It's just a barrier.
Okay.
So we have a gap here. The curbs only on the west side from here to pass this driveway if you want to. So it totally blocks people coming, doing lefts here. You have a curb here. They cannot cross this curb. But this guy can still go to his driveway. And Braithwaite is willing to do that, and if it doesn't work, he'll do the other option that is right behind it.
You ever sit down by Woods Coffee?
Yeah.
You ever see the guys in the trucks come over that curb? Tell me they're not going to
do that. Or go around and make U-turns right around it.
Yep.
So
I've seen them jump right over the curb.
Yeah, cars go around them.
Cars
trucks
go
around
so, yeah. Well, let's explain your option number two.
Wait, before we move on to the next one, I'd like to hear from maintenance.
From maintenance.
Because we need to hear, you know, we're looking at operation and looking at this from an operation and maintenance standpoint. So with the curb in there, so Bo, could you address that? Any maintenance concerns that you may have? Because this needs to be taken into consideration.
When we do our maintenance on the system, in the sewer system, do we access the manhole here off the page, this one and this one? What happens is we park our big rig back on in here, and we actually use this turn pocket for getting traffic out of our way, getting it off of us. Instead of closing the road and doing a detour down Lego and Ferndale Terrace, they're actually allowed to pass through on Vista. If we were to extend this, we're going to be partially in this lane, making it impassable by other vehicles. They will have to close the road and get those folks on Ferndale Terrace and down Lake.
How often do you do that?
It's not the often that I'm worried about. It's when we have to do it. It's about 10 times the work is just flagging a setup.
That wasn't my question.
I did it 4 times last summer.
Okay.
Myself, I did it.
Bo, on the, we'll call it the original design, the one that's literally on that sheet, how does that affect your maintenance?
What we're able to do is we drive up this turn lane, mm-hmm. and we park right on top of this.
Park thing. Right there.
So we're not having to shift over for a median barrier or a curb planter box or anything. We can park right on the nose of that thing. Then we can shift cars around us both directions if we're in
right.
there. Then we get down to this one. We park in this lane, and we shift the cars from this point down to here, and they're in that turn lane all the way through our work zone.
Right.
So we're not creating any kind of, it's just a traffic shift. There's no stops, there's no flagging, there's nothing involved. It's just put out a few cones and let them shift around us and keep going, maintain access. The buses can run by us, everybody gets through.
So the original one, that's no problem as far as staging the VACCON at different places and routing them around. I'm hearing that now the second one we talked about with the extended curb would be an issue because you don't have that ability
it
to channel.
Be. It can be an issue.
Have you looked at the third one? I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit.
Right, we'll have
we're
doing operation maintenance.
Let's discuss this one and then we'll move on. So I have Keith, Kathy, Paul.
Regarding maintenance questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if we just did a curb down the west end of that center lane, the west end, that's the east end.
The top is east.
So correct. This will be west end. If we went down there stopping just short of that manhole cover, there you, no, not that one, next one. Yeah, that would still give you room to park a truck in there.
So you want to go this way?
Correct.
And that's the option now.
And just a curb,
so
not,
just for
not
reference
the whole median.
Sakes, about this line?
Yes, sir.
Right?
And that's pretty much the option.
Yeah. It's similar, just shifted slightly.
But that would meet
you
your needs, Bo?
So this is, you're talking about the gap where you create your turn lane?
No, he's talking about the other one. Yeah, this one here.
Okay. On the curb all the way down, so turning.
We leave a gap here. Actually, maybe I should, can I just...
I don't think you're going to, the gap thing, I think that's dead on arrival, because they're going to go in and continue to do what they're doing.
Yeah, because the northbound guys are just going to go into that thing, go around,
right?
Zip out through there.
Option one is to go like this, and the option two is to do a whole thing. Yeah, if I have another, I have plenty of pens. There you go. So this one, so the option that I presented was to have a gap there, but what you're saying is just continue the whole way through, and that's fine. That if we do this, then Bo can. You can come in and access this. You have not the full width, but at least you have some room to do this, and they cannot make this turn. This option will block this guy. If you guys are not worried about that, this
really.
Works for maintenance. It works for blocking.
Yeah,
we
still need to be contacted.
Sure,
okay.
We need to negotiate that properly.
But that will take care of this left turn, this left turns here.
Right.
That will take care. Yeah, and then the Crazy Woods guys will not be doing this U-turn. So. And Braithwaite is willing to do this, and if it doesn't work, he's willing to do something else later on.
Yeah.
He's willing to try this out and see if it works.
Well, I have to kind of scale it because our truck is outside to outside on the tires. We're 8 feet wide, so mirror to mirror, we're 12. Mm-hmm. So if we have to get off of that and out of the lane at all, we could block access to the roundabout going the other way if we're in there.
Right now,
I don't know. I'd have to scale.
I can tell you have this is a 13 foot lane. He has 13, 10, and 13 in here.
So this is 10.
This is 10 in the middle.
And
yeah.
How much are you taking out with this?
I'm going to take out 1 foot, foot and a half maybe.
So you got 9.
Yeah. So you have 9 plus 13.
And we're 12. So we should be able to get him around this in a 13 foot lane.
We'll try to tuck this up. I don't want to kick it this island too far out because you want to continue the same alignment and get
right.
You know, 13 feet in here.
Right.
So I would go 13 from there, 13 from here, just align it straight through, and then I guess we have to contact to that owner and say, you know, you're not going to have access anymore.
We'll work on
like,
that. So
in this house, actually, I think Mr. Olson brought that point. Well, I think Gary, this one doesn't have access anyway. So he's
right.
Blocked. There'll be two more. But for all these houses that live here, I think it's a good compromise.
It'll just be one house, the yellow house,
yeah.
In addition to the one on the
to
corner.
The one existing one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Kathy, Paul, Brent, and I think Lloyd has hand up. So, Kathy?
Are we only discussing maintenance?
Maintenance operation on this one. And
okay.
Then Ramona,
and I'll wait
to
until
the,
we're going
to
discuss
the next
else.
Option.
Paul?
Well, Bo, could you not, even if we went with a full island, I'm looking at the dimensions on this. You can pretty much straddle that, can't you, with a truck they like to do over on 2nd Avenue with the fire trucks?
We don't straddle the median barrier on 2nd Avenue.
The fire trucks do.
It's got trees in it.
What they've always said, if they need to access for fire on that street, they're going to just run right down the
street trees.
But that's their problem.
No. I don't want to make it my problem.
Someone's got to clean up the
bed. I mean, somebody's got to plant those trees after they're run over.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to answer to Bertella if you drive over.
It's just a tree.
But the way Second Avenue...
Okay, you tell Bertella.
The way Second Avenue sits now, if we go out there to maintain the manholes with the Badger truck, we have to do a detour route around Portaway through Second Avenue on the back end down by Vandria. Okay.
And that's the kind of second option I had, and I've trained it in orange now, was to go around the manhole and go around like this all the way through. And the owner is willing to try the curb first, and if it doesn't work, he's willing to do this, but then maintenance is going to be an issue.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just asking. That's why I was just asking for that. That's just not going to work for you, is it?
Usually not.
So there's no planting.
So the only really decent option is the curb. Now the question comes up as to the dimensions of the curve.
Because it's a barrier curve. And I have a...
Well, I know, but...
They're 12 inches, 6 inches on the top, 18 inches deep. 6 inches showing.
It's got to be tall enough. These guys aren't...
6 inches tall.
It's got to be... Can we make it 8 or 10? Because these guys will drive over it. They do it in woods.
Well, it's...
Well, how much work are we going to do because a dozen people want to drive
into
that
thing? The more people that move in there, the worse it's getting.
And how many times are you going to be fined before they don't do it anymore?
What does the state standard say about the height of a curb in a roadway?
Yeah. It'll be a 6-inch.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, you can't go any higher because of an accident that can kill somebody.
You would have you'd have other issues that you'd have to address.
I think 6-inch is sufficient. Yeah. And it'll match what's there.
So what you're saying is 6-inch is the maximum on a curb. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Always got to start putting rails.
Yeah, for that type of curb.
I will get to you. Brent Lloyd and then Yuri.
I've got a home.
So Brent, Barbara's fine.
Back in order here.
Can't legislate away assholes.
Yeah. My concern is the, what if we were talking about, well, somebody said they didn't kind of care about the residents aspect. What if we're going to block the residents, you talk about negotiate, what are we talking about when we say we're going to negotiate or contact the resident? You know, what does that mean? Does that mean the city's going to be shelling out some money to the resident? Can somebody explain what that...
Lawsuit.
Well, let's
have the expert answer, Janice.
It's possible there may be some compensation involved. We'd have to just initiate the discussion and see how it goes from there. Sometimes the property owner, they're willing and they say, hey, you know, I don't have a problem with this. Go ahead and put that curb in. Where others, you know, we had to deal with this on Main Street and Church, and it's, you know, they feel that there's that their property value may decrease, and so they may be entitled to some compensation. So we just have to take it one step at a time and work with them.
Just one thought: why don't we just leave the gap, put this curb in, see how it goes, and then extend
the gap's for one person.
That gap's not going to fly
because this gap is going to. Well, you see how much he fights you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he doesn't, if he fights you, we leave a gap and have police park here.
I'm not so sure you're winning the gap argument.
Yeah, because what we may be able to do, we need to initiate discussions with this property owner, and then we see how it goes. And, you know, if they kind of, you know, we're not able to work with them, then, I mean, maybe we could leave the gap and then... just if this property sold at a later date. And that would give us an option.
Okay,
but that's just to think about.
We'll go to other questions. Janice, I know that it's going to come up is then either one of these options is going to require a bond by Mr. Breathwaite. So you're going to kind of need to know kind of what that amount, because we want to make sure. I think there's a desire by council to have the bond pretty locked in solid.
We did the bond on the worst case scenario anyway. Mm-hmm. We did the big island.
So you can answer that in a couple minutes. Lloyd?
Because this is all done in the name of public safety, is that correct? That's what we're here for, public safety?
Yeah.
And she brought up a good point. It was maybe 6-12 people that may be potential violators coming out of that. Because it's potentially just coming out of this location, taking a left.
We don't know that. We just know the
or
ones
people
that
who are visiting or whatever.
Well, Lloyd, we think at full build out, there's a potential. I mean, realistically, not everybody drives cars, but you have a potential of 400 people there with cars.
Sounds good. That's now, that's why we put the pork chop here. That was, again,
that makes
and that's why
right
we put
right
the right in, okay. So you just, it's those few people that want to violate crossing over that and take a left on the crazy teenagers, schoolers, and so they're taking their, they're jeopardizing their life and limb and other people's life and limb and school kids and everything else. So that's why it's a potential right now that we've solved this issue. That's correct. That's why we're here. Okay.
Yuri?
I was just going to say, you know, we're talking about, you know, 4 inches tall, 6 inches tall. I was thinking that in order to provide direction to staff, since we can't formally design it and complete it right now, that if there were some main points for direction where it sounds like physically block the left without a gap to a point south of Siddle, while still allowing access for maintenance, negotiate with the resident, and that the applicant bond 150% of the worst case scenario. That if that responds to what council's directive is, and if that's clear enough for staff that what is worked out, as long as it meets that.
If you like, as long as you saw final design approved by council.
Well, again, I think this is, none of this should be placed as an impediment to what Mr. Braithwaite's trying to complete, because this is all planning. You know what they say, piss poor planning equals piss poor performance. Right now we're in that performance zone, as you say, because it's public health thing. I don't think we should jeopardize the project, the financial livelihood and everything of this project. It should move on and we'll figure this out, because it's fairly complex with the various people that may buy into it for a case of beer and $50 to put a thing out there.
Yes, but that's what a bond does, Lloyd. Okay. A bond, he's not paying, he's saying, I will pay this money. What he's doing is I'm guaranteeing, not just with a signature, I'm guaranteeing with my wallet that I will do these improvements. And David, basically he's agreed.
Yeah.
He was going to do this as far back as a year ago, wasn't it?
Right.
So, okay.
So we pre-approved this as far as you. And I know I'm sure the bond.
No, we
being
just
a brewery,
not,
I've had $1 million bonds for multiple years.
Yeah, David knew he had to do a solution. We just haven't come to what the solution is, and that's what we're trying to do today. Okay, so Kathy?
I'm just wondering, can we change the shape of this?
It's not going to really help.
Okay.
Yeah. We looked at that, and it's still going to, it's going to make it more difficult to make a left turn. You need a barrier for them to not turn left and go northbound. It's just
talk about Spike's plan.
That was your suggestion. There might be something
chain
there.
Link fence.
They'll only do that
we
once.
We could use candles too, you know, but they're not good for maintenance. Once you have a small plow, it's going to go right through them. So.
Oh yeah, but thank you. Okay, Brett.
I'd like to make a motion that we go with Yori's what he had written there, because that to me that makes sense.
So approve the plat with the
with the condition that he bonds 150% of the worst case scenario, and
what's the rest of the road down so we can get the motion
because we still have to, you know, we have to contact the resident. There are things I don't see why their project should be delayed because of all the other things that we still need to do.
I just make sure the motion is
I
have everything
slowly.
So that the barrier physically block a left without a gap to a point south of the southern access to Siddle, that the barrier not be so high as to prevent access for maintenance crews and their vehicles.
I like the motion, only I think you need to go a little bit, we need to be very specific with this particular developer. So we need to go, what is that point south?
We need a second. I'm sorry. I just...
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you. Keith, would that answer it by saying final approval of this design would be by the full city council?
That would be fine, except by that time, he's already all done and moved out.
No, he's bonded.
No,
though.
Bonded. Yeah.
Bonded. We have his money.
Okay.
For 150% of the worst case scenario.
Yes. But should be, if you end up having to pay Mr. Yellowhouse something, why should we, the city, have to pay?
Because the roundabout should have contemplated that when that was designed.
Mm-hmm. Like that?
It's not, it's very, it's
no,
ADP.
I just I don't think you were the engineer on this originally. You weren't even supposed to have that access. We ended up having, we wanted the SIDL, and then we relented and gave this access because we were both on the council, the original, when this came up. This wasn't supposed to be here. It was supposed to be all entered off Lego and SIDL. And then...
In Washington.
And, so no, yeah, in Washington. And right. So this one's supposed to even be here.
Oh, you are correct. At one time it was Washington and SIDL, so none on Vista. You
yeah,
correct.
We didn't want any more accesses coming off of Vista. So...
That ship's there. So do you want to amend the motion to for something that...
I'm confused. What's the proposal?
Let me ask you that. Is now he's jumping
we're
into
discussing.
The question.
Right.
Is that can you, if there's a cost to compensate the owner of the house to the east, can that be added to the bond? That's kind of what
that's
I was
correct.
Asking.
Correct.
Right, and then I would like to comment on that.
Okay.
When I negotiated this with, there was a number of different conditions. You know, dealing with the existing SIDL in this and putting in a barrier, you know, I negotiated good faith and I did not bring up that that David would have to cover that cost. And okay. I feel that's not appropriate.
That's an open
I don't
check.
Think it's appropriate to have the developer pay for the cost of what we're going to put in here. Not for what we're going to get.
Because in a way, we're fixing a previous city council decision.
Maybe should have been addressed during this.
Okay, but I would debate that with you, Janice, is that if we do a curb, not an interior barrier, the debate is going to be with this council, is that based on the actions we've done, whether legal or defensible or appealable, we've reduced the development cost to Mr. Breathwaite.
Significantly.
I mean, at one time, we were pretty convinced that he was going to have to do sidewalks on SIDL, that was going to be entrance, or there was going to be entrance off Washington. All of those would be more expensive than I think what the council is proposing right now. Sam.
I appreciate the interest in that. I just want to suggest that we might want to get legal advice before we decide to impose something like that and then find out that we can't do it. We've already had that type of issue with this development, and it would be bad, I think, if we end up finding out we can't do it and we force it and then we get sued, you know, just from a risk management standpoint, which is part of my job. I would suggest that we get legal advice on that.
Okay. I just I would testify that I spoke to a developer Monday night that said, I will do whatever it takes to rectify this situation.
If I could, there might be a little fly in the ointment as far as getting legal advice, because what the lawyer is going to say is, we don't know.
Yeah.
It all depends on whether someone wants to push it and go to court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And lawyers being lawyers, they'll say, well, maybe yes, maybe no.
Well, if someone really wants to do that, why don't they amend the motion, and then we'll take a vote, and you'll know for sure what council thinks about it. I mean, if you think that you want them to have to pay for something, then someone amend the motion as it is, and add that into the caveats of things that we need to do.
Okay, Councilperson Ingram?
I'm not going to say that I think that I know what Keith's talking about, but I'm going to say that I think I've got an idea of the general direction. If we put in a dimension for the length of that curb, if we go that curb will extend from the existing splitter 160 feet.
I would look at this drawing right here and show where it stops just prior to the other manhole. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That would work.
And say, I don't know how much Bo needs, you know.
We've already got that.
Well, I'm looking. I'm like, you got 40 feet here. You got 80 feet there. That's 120. If you go another,
that isn't though. I think the people correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Keith is the direction or the amendment that Keith would make. It would be the same as Yori's proposal that Brett's gonna go, but with an addendum that says if the potential compensation of the east property is also part of this bonding.
And who negotiates the settlement of compensation, and if they don't agree with it, who takes them to court or has to deal with court? In a normal right-of-way acquisition process, that would be the city, and it would be our liability. and that would be an expensive attorney. And it doesn't matter whether or not we're getting, it doesn't matter about the cost of whether we're going to lose or win, the cost of the lawyer in general will be extensive, and I think we've seen that. That's just what I'm mentioning.
Well, but we don't know that.
I know, but I'm saying, if the question is, who's dealing with it in court? Is it the contractor or is it us?
So you want David to go knock on this person's door and ask them how much is it going
to
cost?
That's what I'm trying to clarify. It's like who's doing it?
We would negotiate that. I guess you know
so with our thing.
Keith could have an amendment that does that, so that satisfies him.
Certainly make a motion.
And then we negotiate. But Sam, we do that with a lot of things. We don't know the end result.
Unfortunately.
And then once we find out, hey, it's going to cost $100,000. Then we'd have to come back to the council for a decision. Because the council controls the checkbook.
I think sometimes that we enter things without doing our homework, and that's part of the reason why our costs are so high, though. Just, I mean, to put it bluntly.
This is a classic example of it.
I know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Well, okay, I think I've laid out what Keith's amendment may or may be. That's his choice to make it. It's still yours. Should include final approval of design by council.
Did you get everything?
I believe so, and it was seconded, and that wasn't in it. We get to always, by general consent, include that council gets final approval.
That wasn't the original thing that Yori said.
I wasn't done right reading it
when
off.
People start talking.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So it. Where did you
right there.
Can I read you what I have? Yori, may I please read to you what I have so far
yes.
so we can finish?
Yes.
Councilmember Goodrich moved to approve the plat with the condition that the developer bond 150% of the worst case scenario, that the barrier physically block without a gap to the point of the southern access at Siddle, that the barrier not be so high as to block maintenance crews.
And then I also had... this hadn't been fleshed out, but negotiation with the resident and final approval of design by council. I happen to have there too. I was.
And as far as the dimension, we can say that we'll stop 10 feet north.
Negotiation with no.
Okay. 10 feet north of the southern manhole.
That'll be in your final design.
When the barrier, though, that there, we just need to use the standard DOT barrier.
So
we deviate from
that'll be part of the final design.
Right.
You don't have to pick the height that you like.
And then this would simply physically block the gap, however that can be done in compliance.
Yeah.
It's not so council's designing that. It's so that you guys...
Okay, I just want to make sure that we always follow the standard.
You said resident, we say owner, if it's a rental.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Okay, so Brent, you're agreeable. That's what really your motion was meant to be.
Yeah.
And is there any objection from the rest of the council related to that motion? Seeing none, it is.
Wait. Any addendum to this motion?
I would like you to read the whole motion now.
Yes.
All right.
This is the Wayback Machine.
Councilmember Goodrich moved and Councilmember Olson seconded to approve the plat with condition that the developer bond 150% of the worst case scenario for the barrier project, that the barrier physically block without a gap to the point of the southern access at Siddle, that the barrier not be so high as to block maintenance crews access, and that the developer would pay any potential settlement with the owner of the rental property related to blocked access.
That wasn't in the original.
No, that's not in.
This is what we just.
No,
what
it's going to be an amendment.
Okay, so I'm reading what I have based on what George just said to me.
Your thing wasn't in the original thing about paying the developer paying.
I don't think we have general consensus for that line.
Okay, so that final approval of the design, come back to council.
Yeah. Those four things.
Things. So there, what was not in Yori's thing was negotiation with
the
president related
discussion. So I'm going to go Yori and Keith.
I would just add as a point of order that you would also, when recommend or adopting the final plat, adopt the conditions in the staff report in addition to these.
Understood.
Okay.
Oh, because you have more conditions. Okay, great. Okay, Keith?
If the developer doesn't pay it, who's going to pay it?
Because the reason it would be the city is because it was a previous council that created the situation, and it wasn't the developer that created it. It was the council that approved this idea, and so now we're fixing the thing.
Be careful
thing that
pointing
was
the finger at the previous council, because your council changed the Siddle That was supposed to be there, and you guys changed it. So you had another access to it, but the council after my first term, you guys changed it. Mm-hmm. So that's...
changed it.
You don't have the floor.
But I thought the law had changed it, so I just wanted clarification.
But I agree with Keith that if this project were coming in today from the very start, there's not one single one of you council would look at the potential of 400 residents and say a right-in, right-out is perfectly okay on one street. I don't think any of you would agree with it. Now, it's a difficult situation. Yes, we got the legal thing on CITL. We know legal is ineffective, but I think you have to go back to if this was a brand new plat coming today, we'd let go. No way are we allowing just one entrance on Vista. Wouldn't go. And I think that's where Keith's going. Yes, when you weren't there, but our first look at this was, and now I remember that more. It's like, no, we don't, because we just done the plat farther up and said, we don't want any entrances on Vista.
Right.
And that was Homestead. Mm-hmm. And we said, no, I mean, you don't want it, especially, I mean, we were looking at this prior to Roundabout. We were going, you don't want people coming in right into a Roundabout. That's confusing. Your entrance is going to have to be CITL or Washington. And David did a good job, talked to property owners, tried to look. But the only lineup that was feasible was not between Sterling and Hamlin. It was on the alley. The alley coming in, in between Sterling and Hamlin. Okay, we rejected that. We didn't like that, having an intersection there. Then we thought, well, okay, we still got CITL. Then CITL went a ways. And so I understand, I'm defending Keith, because this is not a great situation having potential 400 cars. A right in, right out. It is not, and now we're trying to do a correction. So I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Yeah, but David is saving some developer money here because these options are still cheaper than what we originally had talked about.
Well, and to finish, and then somebody else can have it. What if this costs $50,000? Where are we going to get that? We're already in the hole.
Engineers estimate.
It'll be a street fund, but that street fund's not in great shape either.
No, because we don't have any maintenance in it at all. So, basically...
I can't imagine $50,000 for
I'm just using the worst. You never know where
to start.
I just don't think the city should be on
that. Okay, I'm going to go. Janice, I'm going to go.
Are you making an actual motion?
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to say.
Well, no, or
is that just a comment?
I think this is an important part, and I want people to leave here okay. Janice and
I would like to just comment on that for the access and the compensation. I mean, this we're not talking just kind of open checkbook. Here you go. We would do appraisal on it. The appraiser would look, would look at it in this location as damages. And here, with the roundabout, I mean, maybe there are not going to be any damages. But we have to have the professional look at it and make that determination. And that's what would then be negotiated with the property owner. So that was just, I just wanted to make sure that that point was clear.
Okay. And we don't have
it's not a wide open checkbook. We still have a process. It has to be appraised.
Okay. Sam and then Kathy.
My only comment was in the interest of expediency, if rather than just debating that, just put into a motion and vote on it.
Well, I think the debate needed to happen.
Okay. No, I totally agree, but we could have a motion on the floor and continue to debate it.
Okay.
So that we know where we're at in this process.
Before we vote on this motion, can we look at the second option that he brought forth? Because I thought it's an interesting option. He had two options, and we cut him off after one and tried to design it ourselves.
It was addressed.
Yeah.
Just
option.
To be clear, maintenance indicated that this would not be feasible.
This is a modification of that option. What if we have an island here, and a curb there, and room for maintenance to park rig here? So we have both. Okay. It's kind of a combination of the both options that I came up with.
But now you've got that wide open again, and
there's a curb in here. I have an island, curb, island, room for maintenance to park a rig.
Well, on either one of your options, you're still going to have to negotiate access. So Yuri and Brent's motion still applies.
Yeah.
The design,
the final
design is not interested in designing this.
I've been an engineer.
Council's interested in approving your design.
Yuri's motion.
I'm shadow government.
Sorry. Okay, back in order. Councilperson Mutson.
Sorry. I know Mr. Brathwaite's not here. I don't know why, but I know Mr. York is a partner. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear from Mr. York. You kind of see the direction council's going.
Any thoughts about that?
Thank you. First off, I would like to say thanks so much for coming. I really appreciate everybody taking time out of their regular day. I know staff is very busy, have a lot of other things to do, and the council has other things they'd like to do probably on a sunny day. So thank you for doing this. It's vitally important to me to move ahead with this thing as quickly as we can so that we can get the lots physically subdivided, approved. Once they're recorded, then I can go into my lender. I can actually buy the lots, go into my lender and say, now I'm ready for my construction loan. And that's where we're at. One question was, you know, I think a question that may be in council's mind is why all of a sudden it's so dire straits that we get this thing done. There's a lot of reasons why the project has delayed and has taken much longer than I had ever thought it was going to be. I've had many, many conversations, emails, voices, whatever, with David. Hurry, we've got to get this plat done. I've got to move ahead with my construction because in my business, there's a leasing time. There's a time to lease units, and you get into the wintertime, and that phone stops ringing, and people don't move. I have 20 people on a waiting list to move in right now, and I've got another $120,000 worth of fees to pay to the city as a second half of my impact fees. Those will be paid and maybe will be a source of revenues for some of that, because some of that stuff is traffic impact and, you know, second half. So all that to say that getting it done as quickly as possible, not trying to jam anybody or anything like that. I think this is a thoughtful discussion that you've had today. I know I've had the conversation with David myself too. He's willing to bond around and do whatever it takes. It doesn't mean that he's got a lot of money to give, because he and I are arguing over $100 bills now. So he's not making a lot of money, I don't think, off of this plat. So the whole issue of whether he's going to have deep enough pockets to negotiate with this offended left turn lane in, I don't know that's there. One correction I might add is we probably got, if we got 100 units, if we used an average of two vehicles per unit, it would be 200 vehicles, not 400. But you got the number for me about 400, and that had to do with what we anticipate maybe families, the number, you know, okay. If there's four people per household. It might be closer to 300, but at any rate, I think it's going, sounds to me like it's going in the direction we're hoping that it will go in. And if we can have council approval today, I think we're going to be able to meet our deadlines that we have for financing and get our work crews going 100% again.
Thank you, Ron. I was kind of interested, and I appreciate that. I think that's important that we heard that. But also kind of the direction we're heading on the left and right turn and the bonding and...
I think that obviously you can't sit here at this meeting and know exactly how, you know, what the outcome is of the negotiation with the homeowner. I think there's been some good ideas proposed. One of the biggest problems that I see, and I used to be that guy that turned in the wrong way a long time ago. I haven't done it for a long time. But there was a conflicting signal there. There was a sign that said, don't turn this way, and there was an arrow that said, you can turn in that way. So we go up around the roundabout, and we take a right-hand turn. That arrow goes away, and I think a lot of the problem is solved. One of the things that Ramon didn't bring up, and that I thought I heard earlier, was another sign that says, do not enter. So you actually have a couple of signs that say don't go here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that you can correct every insane driver out there because of guys like him when he was a teenager.
Still.
But I think it's a thoughtful discussion. You're coming up, you've got some good ideas. And physical barriers.
Yeah.
seemed to make sense to me too. It's not going to affect our development one way or the other. We're going to be able to get in a legal manner and get out in a legal manner as well.
Legal.
Thank you.
Legal manner.
Paul?
If we could do legal, we wouldn't be in this situation.
This really probably has absolutely nothing to do with this discussion, and I don't want to drag this out. Believe me, I've got 8 million things to do.
Yes.
But something, just looking at this, just dawned on me. We're tearing up Vista Drive.
Correct.
What?
There's no other access into this other than off of Vista. What about fire protection? What about police access? What about these people even being able to get out of here? Emergency. When we've got this all ripped out, where are they going to go?
Washington. We'll have to figure that out.
Every room needs two exits.
There's open access all to Washington.
Yeah, so emergency vehicles, they can get through there.
Yeah, the
contractor, he knows.
We'll solve that. Okay. That's to be solved. I guess the question is, are you adding an amendment or not?
No, I don't think it'll pass, but if we end up shelling it out of the city's pocket, I'm going to have a big, I told you so.
Okay.
Context. We're talking about now potentially restricting slightly the access to one home on Vista.
Yes. We restricted the access of 400 over here.
And putting in the extension, we are limiting access for all of Vista Meadows.
Yes.
So the guy who...
100 homes.
The landowner across the street that has a rental home is not going to be harmed any more than the hundreds of folks across the street.
That is to be determined.
So, realistically, it's not like this person across the street is going to be able to go, oh my God, I'll never be able to rent my unit again. You've destroyed me financially. I think realistically, when we really looked at this in context, it should not be a big deal.
Well, we've had that conversation.
Monetarily.
But we have to cover all
this.
Right.
Go there.
That was my point. It just has to be addressed.
Correct. Okay, so we have a motion before you. I think everyone knows it. We're going to go to the vote. All in favor, signify by saying.
There's not. We're not voting on that.
There is no amendment. This is on the main motion.
It is just Brent eloquently described.
Described.
What he said.
All in favor.
Do we need? Or is that going to be separate? The part you said about, or Ryan did about the, all the additional.
Your first part of your motion said you're approving
all that is.
Okay.
So everything else is.
Okay. So everyone got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yes. You're doing very well. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed. Okay. The motion carries.
Okay. Are we adjourned?
We are.
Motion adjourned. To adjourn.